The Homeland Security Department has put an employee on paid administrative leave for running a racist website. Ayo Kamathi deals with small business in his role as an acquisition officer for Immigration and Customs Enforcement. He reportedly had his supervisor's permission to launch the website, although they apparently did not really understand its purpose. Employment lawyer Deborah Roth is a partner at Shaw Bransford & Roth, and she joins us now. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, Emily.
So, Deborah, Kamathi is on administrative leave, and as far as we can tell, he has not confirmed that, in fact, he is connected to this website, but others have tied him to it. What happens now, and what are the odds that he would return to work anytime soon?
Sure, that's an excellent question, which is why he's on administrative leave, and the government administrative leave means it's paid leave versus, for your listening audience, they're very well aware of leave without pay or a suspension. And he's very likely on administrative leave because they're trying to determine with certainty his connection to the website. So if it is determined, as the press is reporting, that it's his website and he's launched it, and that he's the main author of the content and the principal person behind it, then they're likely to take action against him, which is in all likelihood to propose to remove him from federal service.
Well, let's presume for a moment that you have an employee that is connected to a site like this, mm-hmm. since we don't know for sure. This hardly promotes human harmony and understanding among peoples of the earth. Let's put it that way. It's quite lurid. And so what is the employee's rights with respect to the agency when it has nothing to do, in this case, with Homeland Security? It's just a private endeavor.
Sure. Well, as a public employee, federal employees, public employees, what they do at work, obviously, the conduct of the exhibit at work obviously is under very close and direct scrutiny by their employer, the U.S. government. When they're off duty, many people believe that what they do off duty, it's America. What they do off duty is their business. You know, their private lives are their private lives. And that generally is the rule, with the exception that if you're a federal employee, what you do in your private life, if it impacts the efficiency of your agency's mission, if it brings notoriety to the U.S. government, can be the basis for the government to take action against you, principally to remove you from federal service for your off-duty conduct. So in this case, his off-duty conduct is running a website that's is just based upon racist principles and also advocates race war. And so many people might read that, we're Americans, and say, well, you know, he's an American. And the First Amendment, he has a right to say what he wants to say. And most of us, when we think about that more closely, you know, we realize, well, that's not true, because you cannot go to a movie theater, for example, you know, the sort of the very famous example of where your First Amendment rights are impinged. You can't go to a movie theater and yell fire if there's no fire. So, you know, his rights, Tom, are there's a restriction on them, on what he does in his private life, and if it has any kind of impact on the efficiency of the mission at Homeland Security, then his employer gets to take action. In all likelihood, he'll come back and say, "Well, First Amendment right," and all of us in America, our First Amendment rights are not absolute. There's a balancing act. There's the act of on the scale of justice is, what's the government's interest in your speech, and what's the public interest in you advocating your speech? And just like crying fire in a movie theater, causing disruption and panic to many people, they're probably going to come back and say that his website brings notoriety and a disgrace upon his public employer, and that while he does have a right to his speech, it's going to be balanced against the government's interest in their workforce. And I think I've already read, Emily, that some of the employees he works with actually are very scared of him returning to work.
We're speaking with Deborah Roth. She's a partner at Shaw, Bransford, and Roth. And you're right, Deborah, the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is a group that monitors hate groups specifically, they have an article on their website all about this, in which they point out something I wanted you to explain for me. Apparently, since he is a member of a law enforcement agency, he had to get his supervisor's permission to do basically any outside activity. And apparently he did, but then the supervisors didn't follow through with actually checking out what this website is about.
Right. They didn't go online.
Yeah. In practice, what are supervisors supposed to do?
Well, it's not, and, you know, for a correction for the record, it's not just because he works for Homeland Security. All federal employees in the executive branch are governed by the Office of Government Ethics Regulations. Those are the regulations referred to by the Southern Poverty Center. And in those regulations, there's a prohibition on outside activities for federal employees in the executive branch. They need to get permission from their agency, and the permission's based upon whether or not those outside activities conflict in any way with the mission of the government, their mission, the agency mission. And you fill out a form today in the government where, you know, you disclose your outside activity, and in all instances, in most instances, and probably in this case too, it went to their ethics officer along with HR and lawyers and management to review the application for outside activities and determine whether or not it conflicted. It sounds like either they didn't go online and look at the website, or the website wasn't launched yet, and they had nothing to look at. But I imagine that if the press is they're on the story, that they'll probably be FOIAing a copy of his ethics application for his outside activity and probably trying to get the department to comment more on what really happened. But it's a combination. Managers in a vacuum couldn't make that determination because it's governed by regulation and statute, the conflict of interest. So that's why there's an ethics officer, there's attorney, HR and management together make that determination whether a federal employee can engage in a particular outside activity.
And could it also be argued if one has a colleague whose views on religion or race or something are that extreme, that could create a hostile working environment in a peer-to-peer situation, and therefore the person could be reprimanded for that?
Yeah, Tom, I think exactly in this case that's what's about to happen. It's that his beliefs and his what he's verbalizing is beyond extreme. You know, our law has made it hateful, you know, hate crime laws to advocate those principles. More importantly, he's advocating a war on the races, and it's starting. What I've read in the press is it's being reported that it's starting to garner fear in his colleagues that he may come in. The quote is that he may come into the workplace and go postal. So that is the government's interest. It's a true interest, Tom, as an employer, as opposed to the U.S. government acting as what we would think of, you know, in the U.S. government capacity. They're really acting as an employer would act, and they're probably going to say, you're scaring your colleagues, and what you're saying is so, contradictive of what the principles are of our government, and you're advocating violence, you can't come into our workplace. It's probably going to come back at him in a very sort of strict employer viewpoint. You know, you can't come here, you scare people.
All right. Deborah Roth is a partner at Shaw, Bransford & Roth. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Emily.